Closing in on 7 past the hour of 9 o'clock, and good morning to you. Troy Coverdale sitting in for Brandon Peoples this morning as Brandon is off to the Pottawatomie County Commission meeting to take care of a little business there today. And we're glad to have you along for this edition of In Focus to get a new week underway. Hard to believe we're talking 4th of July already coming up this weekend, but that is where we are. One of the activities that will be available to you this weekend, if you'd like to make that visit, of course, the folks over at Sunset Zoo will be open. We're joined by Melissa Kirkwood this morning. And Melissa, the zoo will likely have a nice crowd, I'm sure, over the weekend. We've got great temperatures and have lucked out here with our weather of late.
We love this weather when it's not 100 plus degrees. We always welcome people out here to Sunset Zoo, but it is great, what we call zoo weather, to come stroll the zoo, learn a little bit, and have fun. And yes, we will be open on July 4th and July 5th. Some people are observing, you know, from an office perspective, that as a holiday, but we'll be open and we welcome you to come on out to the zoo.
One of the things we talked about the last time was that the camps would be getting underway and that they usually have a packed house for each of them. How are things going?
Oh my goodness. We do have a full house, and full house for us. We are running at a little bit of a reduced capacity than normal just due to some COVID precautions for us, but all the kids are they're really enjoying things, you know, and that's what we are happy to see, just kids getting out and about and learning at the same time. We're kind of in the thick of it right now. So we started at the beginning of June. We will go until the first full week of August, and we're full, which is great, but there are those weekly opportunities, and sometimes, you know, there is an opening or two. So if parents are still looking for something for the summer, we encourage you to give us a call. But our camps are just enjoying their time this summer, and that's something that we're very thankful to see again here at the zoo. That's been a great thing for us.
It speaks volumes again about where we are right now, but to be able to get that interaction going again for kids is so important.
It is. And we're integrating that interaction, you know, like we always do. But we, for instance, this last week, we had Pollinator Week. We celebrated Pollinator Week across the community and taught people about pollination and what kind of pollinator flowers were out there for you to see. But we also taught those things in our camps a little bit. And then they actually had a chance to create what we call enrichment items for our animals. And on Friday, we were able to celebrate that with our animals. So the kids had created flowers and ladybugs and butterflies and things that were stuffed with treats for our animals. And we were able to showcase that not only to the community and our visitors, but also the campers. So they really enjoyed that.
One of the things that is coming up will be the opportunity for folks that have not gotten their vaccinations yet against coronavirus to do so in conjunction with the zoo. What do you have going there?
Yes, so we're really excited. We know that the community hosted a youth vaccine clinic at the very, very beginning of the summer, and we have been working with the Riley County Health Department to, again, host a vaccination clinic. It will focus on youth, but anyone is eligible, and we welcome them to come get vaccinated here at Sunset Zoo. We will have that clinic on July 10th. The clinic will be hosted in our Nature Exploration Center, which is an air-conditioned area of the zoo. There will be plenty of social distancing in place in order to do that. And then we will also have a testing room for that too. The reason why the Riley County Health Department is also doing testing as things progress through the summer and people are traveling in different places, and you may be fully vaccinated already, but you may want that just safety assurance, I'm going to get tested to go somewhere else. And so we are just a willing host to be a community partner to be able to do that. So on July 10th, which is a Saturday, we will offer that clinic from 10 to 2 here at the zoo. And I know that anyone 12 and up is going to be eligible for that vaccine. So if you're looking to maybe do that before school starts again, that we welcome that. And we're going to have a fun environment for that. Everyone who is getting tested or vaccinated, they'll get free admission to the zoo. We are working on some other fun giveaways that will be, we'll be here, and then we'll probably offer some discounts or free like Kona ice snow cones, some things like that. So we welcome everyone to come to the zoo any day of the week, but this is just something we thought we could give back to the community and be a good community partner for our health.
So less than 2 weeks, again, that'll be July 10th, that Saturday, but something that does take place this week. Tickets for one of your big fundraisers go on sale.
We're so excited. So lots of people have been starting to ask about, so we have two primary fundraisers for the zoo each year. The first one being Wine in the Wild. That is an event where you get to sample an array of different wines across the, from across the United States and region, and stroll the zoo and have some great food and music, and it is all outdoors. But we are bringing that back. We are bringing it back just a bit later than normal. So our first, the date of the event will be August 14th, but the first opportunity for you to purchase tickets will be July 1st. So July 1st, tickets will go on sale. We are finalizing our sponsors up this week. We've got lots of community support for this event, and we couldn't be happier about that. It's taken us a lot to bring these events back online, and we can't wait to be in person with you, but we wanted to do it safely, wanted to make sure those vaccinations were out there and things, but we are just excited to bring Wine in the Wild back, and tickets go on sale July 1st. They will be on sale primarily online, so be watching our website and our social media. That's where we will post the link for tickets, and then you can also come to our office and purchase tickets as well, or the ticket window.
So Thursday, those tickets go on sale, and then a month later, we get to talk about Brew at the Zoo. Those tickets coming up August 1st.
Yeah, so our second big fundraiser is Brew at the Zoo. Again, that is a fun evening where you get to sample microbrews and local and regional and all across the United States brews, beers, and ciders at the zoo. You'll also get a chance to visit probably with your friends you haven't seen for a long time and be in an environment where you can enjoy food and music and people. And we are working with so many partners to make that possible as well. So August 1st, those tickets will go on sale, and that event will be September 10th this year, which is a little different for us. That September 10th is a Friday night, but due to some scheduling within the community, many people shifted their events this year due to COVID, and we just wanted to be a good partner to have enough space for everyone to have their events. So we're shifting that event to Friday night, September 10th, but tickets for Brew at the Zoo will go on sale August 1st. But we're just excited, and we've got a great team with our friends at Sunset Zoo that are helping put this event together. These are their two primary fundraisers, and we've had a lot of community's support wanting to bring them back.
A couple new animals that will be on their way. I want to touch on those when we come back after a timeout. But our first break of this Monday on In Focus as we talk with Melissa Kirkwood of the Sunset Zoo. Thanks for being a part of our day here. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.